Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. According to the recently published Police Crime Statistics, or PKS, in Berlin, less than half of all crimes are solved. Of the total of 482,127 crimes in 2021, a perpetrator was ID'd in just over 218,000 of them. Although this means that the Berlin police have the second highest solving rate over the past 10 years, it is still only 45.3%. The PKS also reveals serious differences in the individual crime areas. The success rate for solving violent crimes is relatively high. Of the total of 100 cases of murder and manslaughter, 96 were solved. And in the case of reported bodily injury, the figure was 81.3%, and in the case of sexual offenses, it was as high as 70.6%. Crimes with low rates of being solved are much more important in the statistics because they simply occur more frequently. For example, of the total of 179,455 cases of theft, just over 39,000 cases were solved, a rate of 21.7%. And although there has been a general decline in the number of thefts and a particularly sharp decline in some areas of theft, the proportion of cases that are solved also has fallen. Frank Belzer, spokesman of domestic policy for the CDU in the House of Representatives, remarked, quote, "The decline in crime in times of pandemic was expected. The drop in the number of cases solved, on the other hand, is catastrophic," unquote. And he added that trust in the police and the rule of law is being strained and that the sense of security among Berliners is declining. This becomes particularly clear with bicycle theft, where the ratio is by far the worst. Of the around 31,500 cases recorded in 2021, just 1,515 were solved. That's just 4.6%. And of the 13,700 cases of pickpocketing recorded, an offender was apprehended in just 957 cases, or 7%. The situation is similar for residential burglary at 9.6% and motor vehicle theft at 11.9%. According to Police Chief Barbara Slovic, the reason for this is mainly due to the fact that these crimes are committed in the shadow and anonymity of the capital. And she explained that pickpocketing, for example, is more likely to be committed in Germany's largest city than in a rural place, and that with Berlin's urban structure, the opportunities for escape make some crimes more difficult to solve, and the city's geographic location does also play a role. Because Berlin is comparatively close to the border, this makes crimes like motor vehicle theft difficult to solve. And particularly in property crimes, the number of so-called traveling suspects is usually relatively high and has fluctuated around 40% over the past 2 years for car theft and around 60% for pickpocketing. These are people who do not reside in Germany, but only come to commit crimes. Chief Slovic was sure to add, quote, "Of course, the staffing level is also crucial in fighting crime. The city is growing, and we have to do with it as we have done in previous years," unquote. Ultimately, she said, more staff is needed. The speed of buses and trams in Berlin slowed slightly last year. A spokesperson for Berlin's Public Transport Authority announced yesterday that buses traveled at an average speed of 17.9 kilometers per hour, down from 18 kilometers per hour the previous year, and trams averaged at 17.6 kilometers per hour, slightly down from 17.7 kilometers per hour. Per the Transport Authority, one reason for the slightly slower speeds is the fact that after the initial Corona year 2020, there was more activity on the streets again last year. According to the report, speeds are especially low in the city center. The 9-euro ticket is to be available from Deutsche Bahn starting May 23rd. The ticket will then be available via the DB Navigator app and all other digital rail channels, via Deutsche Bahn's approximately 5,500 ticket vending machines, and at more than 400 DB travel centers in train stations. Starting June 1st, passengers then can use the ticket to travel around Germany on public transport for 9 euros a month for 3 months, in all cities and across all company connections. Many other transport associations have also announced that they too will begin selling tickets on May 23rd. The Verkehrsverbund Berlin-Brandenburg or the VBB announced last week that sales are to start, quote, from the second half of May. Theoretically, advanced sales should be possible from May 20th, the day the Bundesrat is to formally adopt the 9-euro ticket. The special ticket is part of the relief package with which the Traffic Light Coalition in the federal government, consisting of the SPD, Die Grünen, and FDP, is reacting to the high energy prices. And at the same time, it's intended as a trial offer to attract more customers to buses and trains. For flights to and from Germany, the obligation to wear a mask to protect against corona infection will continue to apply, even with yesterday's implementation of relaxed EU recommendations. According to the Federal Ministry of Health, this applies to all aircraft taking off or landing in Germany. FFP2 or medical masks must be worn when boarding, disembarking, and during the entire flight, can only be removed when eating and drinking, and children under the age of 6 are exempt from the requirement. While the Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, and EU Health Authority, ECDC, no longer recommends mandatory mask wearing in airports and aircraft, if masks are mandatory in traffic at the point of departure or destination, this should continue to apply in the aircraft. In Germany, the nationwide mask requirement in airplanes and long-distance trains is set in the Infection Protection Act for the time being until September 23rd. The relaxed EU recommendation by no means eliminates the mask requirement on all flights, however. Europe's largest low-cost airline, Ryanair, published a list of 15 EU countries in which national laws continue to require the wearing of face masks to prevent corona. In addition to Germany, important tourist destinations such as Spain, Greece, Portugal, and Italy are among them. If you like our podcast, you can simply help other people discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.